Carnation Evaporated Milk presents a star, Marilyn Erskine, on Stars Over Hollywood.
You've never had boys ignore you in school or men turn away from you at the office. You don't know what it's like to be lonely, alone, sick of living. If you don't give me this one chance, I'll kill myself.
From Hollywood, California, where the world's favorite stars live and work, the world's favorite evaporated milk brings you Stars Over Hollywood. Each week, Carnation presents another famous name for motion pictures, television, and radio. Such distinguished performers as John Lund, Arlene Dahl, Rod Cameron. Today's star, Marilyn Erskine, may currently be seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, The Eddie Cantor Story. Today's story, Skin Deep, was transcribed in Hollywood for Carnation, the milk from contented cows. Ladies, when you buy milk, buy wonderful Carnation evaporated milk. No other form of milk is so good in so many ways. Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Carnation is good whole country fresh cow's milk, concentrated to more than double richness through evaporation. Nothing is removed but water, nothing added but vitamin D. For your coffee, cooking, baby feeding, buy economical Carnation evaporated milk, the all-purpose milk, the milk from contented cows. And for better baking, be sure to hear Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake, right after the first act of today's story. Once you learn her 2-to-1 secret, you just can't help turning out better baked goods in your own kitchen. Now, Act One of Skin Deep, starring Marilyn Erskine in the role of Elsie Thomas. Curtain going up. A plain young woman in a severe brown suit stands before the entrance of the Milton Clinic. She knows that inside she will find Dr. Peter Milton, famous plastic surgeon. Suddenly, she opens her purse and frantically checks the contents. When she sees the neat row of seven $100 bills safely in their place, she shuts her purse and walks straight to the door. Inside, she stands almost defiantly before the nurse in the reception room.
I'm here and I'm ready.
Huh? Oh, Miss Thomas. Nice to see you again.
I have the money and I've quit my job. There's no reason to wait.
Well, no, I don't know, Miss Thomas.
I want the operation now. I must have it.
Just a moment. I'll tell the doctor you're here.
I've got to see him. Now, please, don't try to put me off.
Of course not, Miss Thomas. I'll only be a moment. That Thomas woman is back, doctor.
Oh, not really.
Yes, really. This time she's got the money. She's even quit her job.
Oh, no. Maxine, there's nothing wrong with that woman's face.
Well, it's not overly beautiful, but I've seen worse. We've had a lot of weird ones in here, but she's the prize.
Yes, you're right. I suppose I should see her.
Well, she seems quite insistent. Might make a scene if you don't.
All right, sure in.
Why not just do it and get it over with?
Because it isn't what she needs. Surgery on her face won't change her whole life, I'm afraid.
Well, you'll have to convince her of that. Here goes. Will you come in now, Miss Thomas?
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Thomas. Please sit down.
Dr. Milton, I'm ready for the operation.
Yes, my nurse was just telling me. Evidently, what I told you before didn't make much difference.
But, doctor, I know what my trouble is. Why pretend? I know why I don't have friends, why I never married. I'm ugly, just plain ugly.
Now, that isn't true, Miss Thomas.
It is, and you know it. You just don't want to help.
Now, you're wrong there. I just don't think I can help you. Having friends, getting married, doesn't depend on a pretty face.
Oh, doesn't it? You've never been laughed at when you were a child.
I'm sure no one meant any harm.
You've never had boys ignore you in school or men turn away from you at the office. You don't know what it's like to be lonely, alone, sick of living.
But an operation wouldn't solve all this.
It's the only thing I have left to try. And believe me, Doctor, believe me, if you don't give me this one chance, I'll kill myself.
Well, now, please, please, Miss Thomas, get hold of yourself.
There's nothing left. Nothing to look forward to. I mean it. I'll kill myself tonight if you don't help.
All right, Miss Thomas. All right. You can have the operation.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
Well, Elsie, you all set?
Yes. Yes.
Doctor scheduled the operation for this morning.
The sooner the better.
You don't seem frightened.
I've waited for this for so long that I couldn't possibly be afraid.
Oh, how's the patient?
Quite eager, Doctor.
Good. Miss Thomas, Elsie, this is Helen Brewster. She's the nurse who helps me in surgery.
How do you do?
Hello, Elsie. What do you say we get on with this?
I'm willing.
Shall I take her into surgery, Doctor?
Yes. Now, Elsie, you'll be unconscious for a while. When you wake up, you'll have bandages on your face. They'll be there for quite some time. We won't know the results until they're removed. You still want to go through with it?
More than ever, Dr. Milton.
Then let's go.
How's that, Doctor?
Fine. It's a good dressing. Helen, I'm going to ask you not to say anything about what happened these last few minutes.
All right, Doctor.
You and you alone will take care of the dressings. We'll just have to see how it comes out.
I hope nothing goes wrong. I mean, I hope it isn't the wrong thing for her in the long run.
I know, I know. I have to take that chance. I have to take it because if I don't, this girl might never be a normal person.
Sleeping Beauty, how about getting up today?
Good morning, Maxie. You mean I can get up?
I mean you can and you are. Getting used to the bandages?
I love them.
You what?
I love them. I've never had such a wonderful feeling of being hidden in my life.
Well, that beats everything. Most people can't stand the dressings.
Not me. I don't know, it's so private, so cozy. I guess I've always wanted something to hide behind.
Well, you certainly have it now. Come on, I'll show you the recreation room. That's where the patients go who can get up and around. You won't mind other people, will you?
Mind them? For the first time in my life, I want to see other people.
And here it is, the recreation room. Lots of games to play, books, magazines, all yours.
It's very attractive.
Well, just make yourself at home. It'd be like a vacation. Oh, there's Hank. Hank!
No, no,
wait. Don't be silly. Hank, this is Elsie. How about showing her around? I've got work to do. See you both later.
Hi there.
Hello.
This is a crazy place, isn't it?
Yes, sort of. Why are you here?
Oh, I'm a lineman. I was up on a pole, got a live one across my arms. They've been putting new skin on them.
Oh, that's too bad. Are they all right?
Sure, nearly like new.
That's good.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, I've had something done to my face.
Accident, huh?
I guess so.
Well, look, as long as we're going to be here, let's have some fun. How about a game of ping pong?
Okay, I'd like that. Let's do. Look out!
Hey, take it easy.
My point.
Ah, you're too fast for me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hank. I keep forgetting about your arms. I didn't mean to hit it so hard.
Forget it. You just wait, though. When I get these bandages off, we'll see how good a player you really are.
Yes, when the bandages are off.
What's wrong, Elsie?
Nothing. Really, nothing.
You know, it's been fun this afternoon.
It's been wonderful. I don't know when I've had such fun.
Me too. Hey, after dinner, I'll meet you here, huh?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. They dance here sometimes with the record player.
Dance?
Sure. You do dance, don't you?
Sure, I dance. I do now.
Well, Helen, how are we doing with Elsie?
Fine, as far as I know. No one else has taken care of her. And surprisingly enough, she does seem like a new person.
So far, so good.
Yes. But what happens when...
Let's let that take care of itself.
What's the conference about?
Oh, we're just talking about Elsie Thomas.
Well, that, I will admit, is something to talk about.
Meaning?
Meaning, I think there's romance in the air.
Oh? Hank Denton, I suppose.
Right. They've been together practically every minute for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, good. It's a good thing for both of them.
Well, he's a healthy specimen. Good-hearted, too, I think. And you know, I like her more every day.
He is a nice guy. And I think you're right. She is different.
Bright and gay as a lark sometimes. You'd never know it was the same person.
Good, good. I hope... Well, I just hope.
I could go on dancing always. But we ought to go in, Hank.
Everyone else is gone. I'd say now's the time to stay.
It is fun.
Holding you like this is wonderful.
I kind of like it, too. Oh, I've never been happier. This month has been heavenly.
I want to say something, Elsie. Something special.
Everything you say is special.
No, but this really is. To me. Elsie, this may sound crazy, but I love you.
Darling, don't.
I've got to. I've known it for a long time, but I haven't had the courage to say it.
But you can't say it. You shouldn't. You don't even know what I look like. These bandages...
Oh, hang the bandages. I know enough about you. I don't care what's under the bandages.
Oh, Hank, please.
That's just the trouble. You can see me. I don't have anything to hide behind.
You don't need anything to hide behind. I've been in love with you since the first day we met.
Really, Elsie?
Truly. Oh, Hank, if only things would turn out right, if only I could be sure you'd still feel the same when I leave here.
I'm telling you right now, nothing could change the way I feel about you.
Hank. Hank, don't ever change. Ever.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Skin Deep, starring Marilyn Erskine, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, let's talk about better baking with an expert on the subject, Carnation's Home Service Director, Mary Blake. Mary, tell us about this 2-to-1 secret of yours that's so important in making good cakes.
It is important, all right, Art, but it's mighty simple, too. Here it is. With any cake mix that calls for milk, or in your own cake recipe, always do this. Instead of ordinary milk, use a mixture of 2 parts Carnation evaporated milk and 1 part water.
And that's the 2-to-1 that makes the big difference?
It certainly is. You see, since Carnation is good whole milk concentrated to more than double richness, this mixture of 2 parts Carnation and only 1 part water is naturally far richer. And that means cake that's lighter, higher, and just plain better.
Which is why we say no other form of milk will do.
Yes, Art. It takes Carnation for better cakes, all right. With any prepared cake mix or any cake recipe of your own, Carnation's extra richness gives you more tender, delicious cake with smoother, more evenly browned surfaces for icing.
No doubt about it, Mary. Carnation plays the starring role when it comes to better baking.
That's true. But there's even more that Carnation can do to make any cake a big hit with any family. Just use Carnation milk in place of cream in your favorite icing recipe. You'll find that Carnation will give it a remarkably smooth, rich texture. And believe me, you'll have a more delightful, thoroughly enjoyable cake from the icing on top to the last tasty crumb.
In all your baking and cooking, it's easy to get better results by using Carnation. So today, take home several cans of the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, Carnation, the milk that whips. We return now to the second act of Skin Deep, starring Marilyn Erskine in the role of Elsie Thomas. Throughout her young life, Elsie Thomas has had the idea that she was plain, unattractive. She's certain that a new face will change her life. While her face is in post-operative bandages, she falls in love with Hank Denton, a fellow patient at Dr. Milton's clinic for plastic surgery. Elsie almost forgets her old fears as she and Hank spend happy hours planning their future life together.
Hank?
Yes, dear?
I wonder what I'll look like.
Well, like Elsie Thomas, of course.
Oh, no. The old Elsie Thomas is dead. I never want to look like her again. When Dr. Milton operated on my face, I told him I didn't want to look the same at all. I asked him to make me look like somebody different.
That's really funny. Don't you realize, honey, a person's face doesn't mean a thing. It's what's inside. I don't know what you'd call it. Personality, heart, soul, something, but that's what counts.
You're sure you feel that way, Hank?
Of course. Look, I didn't fall in love with your face, did I? I've never even seen it.
I just hope it isn't too great a disappointment.
It won't be. Don't worry. I'm just looking forward to the day I can see you and not a lot of crazy bandages, that's all.
And I'm praying you won't get a terrible letdown.
I've been looking for you, Elsie. Hello, Hank.
Hello, Maxine.
You've been looking for me, Maxine? Why?
Dr. Milton wants to see you in his office right away. I think he has some good news for you.
Oh, this is it. I'll come right in, Maxine. And all the time I'll be praying that this isn't just the end of a beautiful dream.
Yes, come in.
You wanted to see me, Dr. Milton?
Yes, Elsie. Sit down.
What is it, Doctor?
I think it's about time we did something about getting you out of here.
Oh, no. I was afraid of that.
Afraid? That doesn't sound like you, Elsie.
Well, I've changed.
How?
Before, I guess I was just living for myself. That's why I was so wrapped up in what I wanted to be for myself.
And now?
Now I'm more interested in what I am to someone else. It makes a difference.
Henry Denton, maybe?
Yes, sir. We love each other.
Oh, wonderful. It's the best thing in the world for both of you.
But is it? What will I be like? I'm sure to be a disappointment. I know I will.
Don't you think this would have happened with or without the operation? With or without those bandages?
I don't know. I don't know, and I'm afraid to find out.
Well, my dear, I'm afraid you'll have to tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, no, not tomorrow. Not that soon.
I postponed it already because I thought you wanted time. But, Elsie, it's something that has to be done.
Yes, you're right. I've had my dream come true for a little while. Tomorrow? I wonder. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, easy there. I don't know if I'm going to want you around the house if you're going to be breaking glasses all the time.
Oh, isn't that stupid of me? I guess I'm a little nervous.
You aren't exactly yourself. What's the matter?
Well, it's just... Oh, Hank, tomorrow's the day.
No.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Milton told me today.
Swell, I can hardly wait. What are you so worried about?
Hank, you'll wait till I call for you, won't you?
I'd like to be there, but if you say so, what's the difference?
I don't know, but I just feel so unsure.
I can see that. But I'm in love with you, not your face. Remember that.
Oh, Hank, hold me.
You see, Elsie, Nothing will ever change this.
If only I could believe that. If only I could.
Well, now, are we all set?
Everything's in order, Doctor.
Good. And how's the patient?
Shaking like a leaf.
What's the matter, Elsie? You don't want to keep those bandages on forever, do you?
No.
Well, then cheer up. It can't be as bad as you seem to think.
Doctor, it's got to be right. Everything depends on it.
Just remember, Elsie, I'm not a miracle man. If there is any miracle here, it's something that you've done yourself. I think you already realize that you're a different person than the Elsie Thomas that walked in here several weeks ago. Whatever has happened to you came about without the benefit of a face.
I know, but these bandages hid that. It's there now, and it's about to be shown again. And with it might come that old feeling of loneliness, despair.
Only if you bring it, Elsie.
I guess that's something that we'll have to find out.
Right, and there's only one way to do it. You can start to cut the dressing. Oh, Helen, I forgot that large mirror.
I'll get it, Doctor.
And don't forget the other thing I told you about.
Right, Doctor. Oh, this is the part I like. I always loved opening packages when I was a kid.
Now, Maxine, Elsie is no package, so be careful.
Don't you worry. I'm doing beautifully.
Remember, Elsie, no matter what you see, you know now there is beauty within you, and that's what counts.
Oh, you'll be as beautiful as they come. Don't let this old pessimist discourage you. There now. Just one more little piece of gauze. And it's all...
Doctor... Maxine, what's the matter? Why did you stop, Maxine? What is it?
Now, easy, Elsie. There's nothing to worry about.
Yes, there is. I can see it in your faces. Where's the mirror?
Helen is bringing one.
But I want one now. I know. In my purse, I have a pocket mirror.
No, don't, Elsie. Wait.
Why, I want to see. I've got to see. Oh, no.
Remember the inner light, Elsie. Remember the important things.
Oh, Doctor, how could you? How could you?
Elsie, I couldn't wait. Elsie, what's wrong? What's the matter?
Oh, go away. I can't see you now. Ever.
Elsie, please. Don't cover your face with your hands. Remember what I told you? I don't care how you look, it's how I know you feel and what you are.
All right. All right, look. Look, then. Look and leave.
Hello, Elsie, darling. I've been waiting a long time for you.
You've what?
I've been waiting a long time just for you.
Oh, Hank, do you mean it? You're not just being kind.
I know I'm not being very fancy about it. I've never been much with words. But the ones I've said before still go. I love you, Elsie.
Oh, Hank.
I beg your pardon, Doctor. Here's the large mirror.
Thank you, Helen. Say, you two, look here now. Look into this mirror. I don't know what you see, but what I see is two people in love. Keep that love alive, and you'll always look this way.
Yes, Doctor. I think I see what you mean now.
Okay, I can say patient dismissed with a clear conscience, then.
Oh, yes. And thank you, Dr. Milton.
And that goes for me, too, Doc. Thanks.
Looking into this mirror also tells me that I should put on some makeup.
I think that proves you're a very normal and pretty young lady. Off with the bandages, on with the makeup. Well, get that startled look off your face, Maxine, and help Elsie.
Well, this sure beats me. Why, her face is just...
We know, Max, we know. Well, Doctor, it looks like the operation was successful.
Yes, I think we can say so. Helen, just to ease Maxine's conscience... We'll be making certain adjustments on Elsie's bill. We can return a good portion of that $700. It'll help her get her trousseau together.
I still don't get it. She somehow does look different, with a kind of glow, special look in her eyes, maybe, but...
Why, certainly she does. What we show on our faces doesn't come from the bone structure, the point of a chin, the tilt of a nose. It comes from within. I've seen beauty in hundreds of so-called unattractive faces. Because, you see, there was beauty of spirit and soul inside.
Well, believe me, I'm all for it. But I still say that even after the operation, her face is the same.
Why, of course it is, Maxine. I had to find out some way that beauty is only skin deep and that love is beautiful right down to the heart. Dr. Milton never touched my face. Bless him.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of Skin Deep. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Marilyn Erskine. Before we have news about next week's show, how about a curtain call for our star?
I'd like that very much.
Fine, because we want you to know how very much we enjoyed your performance in today's story. And there's another reason, too. Now that the show is over, I'd like to introduce you to an old custom of ours here in Stars Over Hollywood. A cup of hot coffee, creamed to perfection with Carnation Evaporated Milk.
That's a wonderful idea.
Here you are. And when you taste it, I think you'll find a smoothness, a full richness of flavor that sets it apart as a very special cup of coffee.
I should say so. It's really very good.
It is, isn't it? Let me tell you why. It's because Carnation is more than double rich, with a smooth consistency like the richest cream.
Then that's what it takes. Because this is excellent.
Yes, Carnation Evaporated Milk is exactly what good coffee needs. And that's why millions of coffee lovers prefer Carnation to cream.
Count me among those millions, Art.
You bet we will, Marilyn. And now, for your fine performance today, we'd like to give you something to remember us by. This bouquet of red and white carnations, just like those pictured on every can of Carnation Evaporated Milk.
They're beautiful, Art. Thanks so much. And goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Marilyn Erskine. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Arlene Dahl in a romantic story titled Just For You. And now, here's Miss Dahl.
2 weeks, 2 months, what difference does it make how long I've known him? I love Dan, and he loves me. We're going to be very happy, you see.
Thank you, Arlene Dahl. We'll all be listening next week to hear you in this heartwarming play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Roderick Peterson. Supporting Miss Erskine were Harry Bartell, Gene Bates, Marvin Miller, and Eve McVeigh. The program was directed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy. So many times, so many ways.
It's carnation time when it's coffee time. It's carnation time when you're cooking too. It's carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock, it's time for carnation.
To get more milk into your children's diets, serve them carnation malted milk. Homemade carnation malteds are so delicious and hearty, they pep up the most listless children and give them a flying start to school. And carnation malteds bring them home on the run for a real treat, too. Get either the chocolate or natural flavor carnation malted milk at your favorite food store today. And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we're proud to present Miss Arlene Dahl in Just For You. Stay tuned now to hear City Hospital, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you transcribed from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.